What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I was reading some of the comments that were coming in. Our YouTube live chat poll for today. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Yes or no? Really love getting your feedback on this. So join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us what you think about this. But in the midst of these comments, I saw one tongue-in-cheek comment, not a Trump supporter by any means, and I don't remember who wrote it, but was talking about we had Brad Halbrook, who's an Illinois state representative, in the 107th district, talking about these crazy power bills that we have right now. And he was talking about, like, let's get on the nuclear train here. We got to get this going. And I'm saying to Halbrook, okay, A, will the Democrats do any of this? And B, does it help right now? The nuclear thing is, like, at minimum a 10-year play to where we could actually see benefits from it. So, you know, can you be spending your money on power bills that are 40% higher than they usually are for 10 years? No, obviously not. But in the midst of that 10-year comment, I saw someone say, well, they should get that going by sometime during Donald Trump's fourth term. This is a common thing that people who can't stand Donald Trump, they want to talk about how Donald Trump is never going to leave office. He's a king. No kings, no kings. If Donald Trump were doing a terrible job, they would be talking about the terrible job that Donald Trump is doing. You know how Donald Trump ends up being in office for 4 years? I know that you think that he's going to just seize power. He's going to, you know, game the whole system, manipulate everything so he never has to leave power. Folks, how sweet of you to point out exactly what the playbook of the Democratic left has been for I don't think we know how long. The full measure of how long Democrats have been cooking the books, maneuvering in the background to make things up so their political opponents don't have to fight with them about policy. When they determine what the argument is politically, for instance, in 2016 between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that it's Russia. You know, Donald Trump is meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska this week. Is it Friday? Off the top of my head? I felt like
it was this weekend.
Friday?
Yeah, this Friday.
In Alaska, to discuss the possibility of a cessation of the war between Russia and Ukraine. He said today in his press conference, today Donald Trump said that after he took questions, somebody asked a question about that, and he said that the proposition that is on the table right now that looks like it might be workable is a land swap. Now, a land swap is not Zelensky. Give Russia the land that they want and let's stop killing each other. A land swap would have to be good for both sides. That's what President Trump. There'd be good things for both sides. There'd be bad things for both sides. The idea that somehow or another Donald Trump is going to be in office for a third term, for a fourth term, it's supposed to invoke in you some sort of like dictator king situation. But this all has to do with the fact that Donald Trump has been up against a system that's been rigged, that's been manipulated, that's been manufactured. He's never had to argue with the alternative political side of the aisle on policy. Because it's always on this manufactured nonsense. They try to put him up against the wall, and somehow he keeps on winning. Another instance where this has happened is in the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The numbers that we consume as taxpayers, as citizens, as voters, when it comes from the government, can you trust them? I'm excited to get our guest on. Steve Moore joins us once again, the distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, Trump economic advisor as well. Saw you at the White House, I believe it was, last week, Steve Moore. Is that correct?
Hi, Annie. Yep, I was there in the Oval Office with the president for an hour. It was an amazing out-of-body experience, but it was a lot of fun, and he's just knocking it out of the park on the economy.
Yeah, it really seems as though the winning, it just begets more winning. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to comment, because you have commented on this firing of the Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner.
Yes.
They keep putting out these numbers, and these numbers are not reliable for, you know, civilians like me to understand. I'm wondering what you see when you look at a jobs report that comes out, adjustments made later on down the line in the news reports. What do you think about this firing?
Look, I said in that impromptu press conference we had in the Oval Office with the president that I think he did the right thing because I've never met the woman. Okay. So I don't know anything about her personally or personal political views, but the numbers have gotten increasingly unreliable over the last several number of years. And, when you have a 250,000 job, correction, that's a big correction. And it's also true that when in Biden's last year in office, they overestimated the number of jobs created by about 1 million. That's a huge, huge miss. And so, I think we need to we need accurate jobs numbers, right? I mean, I'm not saying they should be pro-Trump or anti-Trump or pro-Biden. I just want the real numbers, and we're not getting those. We're just not getting. They're not something that we can trust. And so we need to bring in someone new. I think that might be my good friend E.J. Antoni, who I've worked with for many years, to put out honest numbers. And I think we can get that done.
We're speaking with Steve Moore. We know that you've been advising President Trump on economics for years now, a long time. But what I hear you saying is we just want truth. We just want what real is. And then you can make smart policy decisions based on that real information.
Exactly.
And, you know, we could go to Russia collusion. We could go to the Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and everything that is in between. How come every time something is manipulated or adjusted, it goes against Donald Trump?
Well, see, that's why Trump is suspicious, because, you know, in the last year in office, they, as I said, 1 million job overestimate. You know, so people, they were telling the economy was better than it really was. Now, you can't fool all the people all the time. You know, at some point, people realize the books are cooked. And So we're going to get somebody new in there. And by the way, we have the same problem, as you may know. We've talked about this in weeks past with the Census Bureau numbers that came out in 2020. Those were fixed. Did you know that?
No. I mean, it seems as though it wasn't fair.
They gave blue states 3 to 4 additional congressional seats based on the miscount. The Census Bureau even admits that they got it wrong.
Yeah. From the very people who put the census on, they have said this is inaccurate. I want to know from you, when you assess the president's 200 days in office and all of the things he's implemented. I know you're not a tariff guy. You've commented on how it does seem to be working in certain aspects. Your assessment right now of the tariff implementation from this administration?
I think the tariff implementation has been pretty good. I mean, look, I'm not a big tariff guy, but I think that Trump has done a very good job of getting deals that are very much in America's interest. Remember, you know, a few months ago, the Europeans said, we'll never make a deal with Donald Trump. We're never going to negotiate with him. Well, they negotiated, and we got a very good deal with the Europeans. I think we're going to get a good deal with China. I think we're going to get deal with Canada and Mexico. And what we're going to create is a level playing field. And who would be against that?
Yeah, certainly. I know we only got another minute with you. I shared a video on my ex profile of you in the White House talking about the economy gained over 10 times more income for the average family than Joe Biden's. I am not feeling that in my personal expenditures yet, maybe at the gas pump, but in other places, still waiting for prices to come down or to be more affordable. Is that going to happen soon?
Well, I don't think prices are going to come down on balance, but I think we're going to stabilize them. That's what we want, a stable price system so that, you know, food 3 months from now doesn't cost more than it did today. What we saw every month Biden was in office, they went up and up and up and up and up and up and up until, you know, food prices were up 28% in Biden's first term. We're going to stable prices and we're going to get a lot of jobs. And I think people will feel really good about things. I mean, all the polls show people are feeling good about the direction of the economy. Stock market is at an all-time high. Trump is a businessman, and he knows how to create jobs, and he's doing it.
Yeah. Steve Moore, we appreciate your time. Great to see you at the White House. You had charts and everything. It was wonderful. Thank you for the time again this afternoon.
Thanks, Danny.
Take care. Bye-bye. Steve Moore is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a Trump economic advisor, as is viewable by watching him stand there with President Trump in the very beautiful White House Oval Office. And it's the Declaration of Independence that he hung in there, right? Isn't that right? It's the Declaration behind the curtains?
Yes.
He's got the curtains open on the Declaration of Independence. And then there's Steve Moore and an easel and a chart talking about how President Trump's economy gained over 10 times more income for the average family than Joe Biden did. And they're only 7 months in. And I made the comment on this, and a lot of people keep talking about, like, everything still costs so gosh darn much. Of course, we're talking in the YouTube poll today. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Yes or no? We want to know your anecdotes on that particular issue. But did you hear what Steve Moore just said there? He doesn't expect prices to come down. I don't think that your groceries are going to get any cheaper. But what they are trying to do is make it so they don't get any more expensive. And then, of course, on the other side, make your money work for you. Make wages go up. Now, you're looking at your employer right now and going, did you hear that? You're supposed to up wages. I think that the American people are going to have to see growth in a specific way more than they're seeing it right now in order to really buy into what the president and Congress is doing with the big, beautiful bill. But I anticipate that those things will be happening in the next 12 months in a way that really does indicate that this economy, it was so messed up from the roots deep, the things that have to get straightened out, and the tariff, as Steve Moore says, he's not a tariff guy. As these trade deals get evened out across the board and the unprecedented amount of money coming in from these trade deals already into to American shores, I hope that they remember to benefit the American people on a granular level. And you can't do that conservatively, fiscally conservative, by making it rain stimulus checks. That causes the debt to go up. If you have $37 trillion in debt, in debt that's just continuously going up, you ever look at the debt clock down, it's really sad. How do the American people start to feel this at home? How do we get used to this new normal of prices? Joe Biden's inflation. Thank you to the Democrats on X who shared that chart. That's like, here's where Joe Biden went into office. And it just goes bloop, way up top. And prices start to level out with President Trump in there. Income is going to have to catch up to it for Americans to feel like we're in good times again. Morning in America, that type of stuff. All right, let's take a quick break here. We've got a lot coming up on the show. Jimmy Failla is going to be with us at 2:30. Is that right? So a very rare guest in the 2 o'clock hour, but Jimmy Failla is going to be with us. We haven't made the announcement yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
We haven't. Is it out there?
Well,
you don't have to say what it is.
The thing's happening in January.
We're going to talk about that later?
Yeah.
That's the best/worst tease in the history of radio, folks.
Sorry.
Lord have mercy. We should have worked that one out ahead of time. Jimmy Failla, regardless, 2:30 on the Andy Fry Show. Now you got to listen, right? We'll be right back.
Just sweet love.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun.
Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong with their efforts right now. And the fact that the president of the United States knows it and nevertheless is asking them to do it. That is what's wrong with what we're seeing right now. Democracy is at stake.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't answer her question at all. Her whole question is... The idea of gerrymandering, Governor Pritzker, seems to be pretty disenfranchising, and you're coming to Texas for trying to implement this type of thing, and when you look at your state, you've done it to the extreme, and even people who are kind of on your side are going, oh, you might want to sit this one out. And he ends with, that's a distraction. The reality is people's voting rights and democracy are at stake. When they don't answer the question, that's an answer to the question. He knows what they're doing, and he's okay that they're doing it, and he's okay at the same time simultaneously shaking fists at the sky going, no, not the Republicans, that's our game.
I hate to say it, but people who are really good at doing that, avoiding a question, you don't really notice by the end of the answer that they've avoided it.
I do.
You noticed when he avoids a question every single time because he's not very good at it. He didn't even use his own talking point that, well, it's because of mid-decade. You know, that is a difference. And he didn't even use that. He just said something about voting rights and nobody knows what he's talking about.
Just because you gerrymander on a predictable scale doesn't mean that gerrymandering should be an okay thing to do. But that was, as you point out, Ryan, what he said on Colbert.
I do want to look at the map of Illinois. Let's take a look at this. Despite President Trump winning 44% of the statewide vote in 2024, Republicans hold only 3 of Illinois' 17 districts. Hmm. These districts seem to be designed to maximize Democratic advantage. What do you say to those who argue that it's hypocritical for you to criticize Texas for partisanship when your state also drew maps to boost your party's standing?
Well, remember that what Texas is trying to do is, again, violate the Voting Rights Act. We didn't. We held public hearings, legislative hearings.
He's just like, remember the Alamo!
Well, Trump...
People attended them. They spoke out.
Yeah, they sued you.
There was a map that was put out. There were actually changes made to the map.
Mm.
And a map was passed.
I do want to look.
Changes were made and a map was passed. What does that even mean? You sound like a 15-year-old who broke curfew.
Decisions were made.
People did things, but I'm here.
Alcohol may have been drank.
By people.
Using this weird passive voice like he had nothing to do with it.
Some of them didn't even use cups. Can you believe that? The reality is I'm home and I'm home safe.
Right. Yeah. The reality is we're here now. And I want that to be the focus, that we're all okay.
I love this. This is great for the future of Illinois. King Pritzker is looking to run for a third term. He is going to be the guy who wants to run again. While we have people on our chat... very frustrated that Lord Trump is going to be serving his fourth term as a president of the United States. Meanwhile, in reality, in the world that you can touch and feel right now, J.B. Pritzker's running for term number 3 because in the state of Illinois, we don't have term limits. So people like J.B. Pritzker can stay in power forever constitutionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will have been in office longer than the king he's protesting. I don't know if anybody's pointed that one out yet.
I regularly. Man, this guy.
It's bad. And you know, too, when they're doing media about it, I've seen crossover media. When the Democrats go on Fox News, they're panicking. They're like, well, we got to reach out to somebody. I saw Kathy Hochul doing Fox News this weekend. J.B. Pritzker's out there. No, everybody knows he's not the guy to carry the message. And yet they need people out there rallying against this because they know they're losing.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it because J.B. Pritzker sucks at this.
He is. He's so bad.
You're so bad at this. You're not good at this. You're speaking. You're preaching to the choir. Folks, those clips that we played... NBC News, Meet the Press, Kristen Welker, one of the moderators, one of the hack job moderators in the presidential debate where Donald Trump won the debate and subsequently the presidential election. Far be it from them to have tried any harder to keep him from being able to win the election from a press standpoint. Pritzker, you can't go into more friendly confines than a Meet the Press interview. And the host, to her credit, I guess, I gave Colbert credit for being like, let's look at this map. Whoosh, she puts it up on the screen. And then he points out some really ridiculous districts that the Illinois legislature has drawn. And so far from Pritzker, we have jokes and deflection, which means this is great news, folks. He doesn't have a good answer for it. He can't actually defend what he's doing. He can deflect and try. That's the wild thing here. When he's asked that question by Welker, he deflects and tries to make Texas defend what he did. Because he can't. Because he thinks that the argument is so obvious that what Texas is doing is wrong that he thinks he should present it to the American people and say, Texas can't defend this. You know what they're doing is wrong. I know what they're doing is wrong. Texas can't defend this. And Welker and Colbert are like, can you defend it? And he's got jokes and deflection. The answer is no. Remember, every non-answer is a choice to not answer. And if you had a better answer, a better response, a better defense, you would provide that at that point, at that opportunity. You go on Colbert. You go on Meet the Press to get asked hard questions that you then get to speak on in a safe environment. You get to put your best argument forward there and not really get pushed and challenged on it. That's why you do that. That's why you welcome, air quotes, tough questions in friendly environments, because you get to address things that people are discussing en masse. You get to address those things in a public setting, and then you get to say stupid things that politicians say, like,
I think I've been clear on this.
Over and over and over again, which was the entire binder of the Joe Biden administration. We've been very clear on this. We've been clear-eyed on this. Yada, yada, yada. You haven't been clear on anything other than the fact that you will not actually provide defenses for the things that you're doing. You provide deflection. That non-answer of a question is a great answer to the people who are looking to the big issue that the Democrats are trying to make in Texas and saying, well, can you defend the reason you're not showing up to provide flood relief for the people in Texas who lost everything in that flood that took up all the lives of those children, among others? And the answer is, I'd like you to speak to our agent, J.B. Pritzker, and he's like making jokes about stuff and not answering the question. They don't have a defense for it. It's all politics. It's all a power grab. I would also say that it is way more within the rights. Nobody's really talking about this yet. J.B. Pritzker is doing such a terrible job at defending the housing of these fleeing Texas Democrats from doing their job. Nobody's actually talking about if Texas and Illinois are in fact doing the same thing. People aren't saying that what Texas is doing is okay. But when J.B. Pritzker is a spokesperson for the alternative, people are asking J.B. Pritzker, before we get to what Texas is doing, you kind of seem to be doing the very thing that you're criticizing them for. Can you defend that? And we never, it's so egregious. He's handling this so poorly that nobody actually gets to a thoughtful conversation about what Texas is looking to do here. Texas maps were drawn off of a self-critiqued census debacle that doesn't reflect the people, the voters, the citizens of Texas. It doesn't reflect the people there. And the census has come out and said, we didn't do this well. We had a lot of problems with this. Self-own in that instance. But we do have evidence of how the people of Texas actually vote, because they did it in 2024. So we have an admission of a failure of duty with the Census Bureau coming out of COVID in the 2021 census. And we have an actual measurement, a real live specific poll of the people of Texas that suggests that the current maps are not reflective of the people of that state. And you have people well within their authority in the state legislature wanting to do something about it. Those are all much better reasons than J.B. Pritzker's response is, oh, we had a kindergartner draw that map, which is what he said on Colbert. And everyone's like, ah, why do the people of Colbert, why do the people of Kimmel, why do they always maniacally cheer when these super far leftist progressives do their monologues and say things? They cheer. They don't laugh. They cheer. It's because it's a rally, not a comedy show. And that's why they can cancel.
I think it might have been Norm Macdonald. It was somebody of great comedic success said recently, well, not recently.
I was going to say, that wasn't Norm Macdonald.
But it was within the last 10 years. They said, good comedians make people laugh.
Yes.
Bad comedians make people clap.
Yes. Very,
and
very.
That's a big difference.
Important quote and comment. Just to say, I mean, maybe that's for you. Gutfeld might make people clap.
Sure.
Does he also make people laugh? Do his guests also make people laugh? It could go both ways. But people are actually watching one of them.
Yes. Fallon realizes that.
Apparently so. All right, quick break. Morning Fry Show. When we come around the corner, we're going to give you some of your responses on your power bills. Have they been outrageously high? We want to know, Missouri, Illinois alike, if they've gone up. Also tell us, you don't tell us like your home address, but give us a zip code or a county or something like that. We'd like to know where these bills are getting out of control. We talked with Illinois State Representative Brad Halbrook, who gave us some insight in the state of Illinois why that might be the case. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. We'll be right back. Funky, how bizarre.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The YouTube poll, have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Where I'm seeing the most of this chatter about is Facebook with like real people that I know. I don't know if I've seen a ton of news coverage on this quite yet.
It was such a massive increase that I started looking up news on the subject. Because it wasn't something that we were talking about on the radio. It was something that just hit me personally.
Yeah.
And then I went and went, oh my gosh.
Like, did I do something?
Yeah, what did I do?
Yeah.
And so I looked at past bills and I'm like, oh no, the cost just jumped. I think it was June.
Which is even worse because it's like, I can't do something to fix this.
Yeah, it's worse. But yeah, exactly. Because you feel like, oh, did I leave something running?
Did I leave my microwave running for
right.
30 days?
Did I only wash clothes in the dryer?
Bill said my Ameren bill from May 8th to June 7th was $76.28. My bill from June 7th to July 10th was $197.46. I was out of the country from June 4th to June 17th. So you were out of the country for 2 months and it more than doubled. almost tripled.
You said your bill went up 45%.
I need to do the actual math, but we usually are somewhere in the high 200s. It's gas and electric.
Well, that's pretty good.
I have a maybe a little, it's a little bit less than a 3,000 square foot home. We do run the AC cold at night because it helps baby sleep. But we've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
I anticipate in the June, July, or maybe the July, August months that it's going to be a little bit higher. Maybe every once in a while it would dip into the 400s. It was $675.
That's crazy.
I don't know what I'm going to do if I have to do this month to month to month. You know, I'm raising four kids. I'm working my tail off to make ends meet, to provide a life that is within our means. I can't do a $700 power bill every month. I just can't do that. That's like, I don't even know how to put into words. And I know that, like, I'm in a position where if I can pull a little bit out of savings or something to cover that, okay. But, like, that's supposed to be in my savings. My savings is not supposed to be for power bills. It's supposed to be for, I picked up a nail on the way home and now I got to get four new tires because they said that all the tires are bald and now I've got $800 in savings that I'm going to be able to pull out, put tires on my car and keep my kids safe that way. Or, you know, the air conditioner actually stops working and I need to have some maintenance done on that. I have a new AC unit in my house as of a few years ago. I have Air Comfort Service has done the AeroSeal duct sealing in my home, which makes it so that there isn't air leaking out through the ventilation. It doesn't run more than it needs to. We haven't changed any of our habits. I expect it to go up in the heat of the summer. But we did not utilize a 40% increase of power in our home in a month. And I'm terrified about what the next bill is going to be.
The research that I did on this, it's all over the place, though, because we talked to Representative Halbrook, and he was talking about kind of the bigger picture issues. And then I read over the weekend when I was looking at it, actually it was last weekend, that Ameren had jacked the rates up from like eight, I'm going to get the words wrong, but it's 8 kilowatts.
Just say gigawatts.
Or gigawatts. There we go.
Just say gigawatts. Then everybody will know we mean business.
Yeah, 8 gigawatts. And
is your flux capacitor fluxing?
It was from 8 to 12. And I looked at it on my bill and it was 12. So that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
For supply of power.
Is that 40% increase?
I started calling around to look at different suppliers and found one that was down near 10. And so I switched over immediately. But then I'm looking at an article here from KSDK that says that Ameren is saying, oh, no, it's going to go back down October 1st.
I don't want this. I don't want it to be. I don't want this to be a situation where like, yeah, it's high now, but it'll go back down.
Oh, thank you.
There is a problem.
Yeah.
How do you, if you're living on a fixed income, handle this?
And they're quoting a lady from O'Fallon, Illinois here, Brad, that says that her bill went up from about $800 to $900 a month to $1,800 last month. And they also, there's a bunch of people going, Ameren's laughing all the way to the bank this summer. Why this summer? Why would we allow this? I don't even know if it's true. It's just there's these random things that people are saying.
Robert,
this is from KSDK.
Sorry, Robert said, my bill tripled in 1 month. It didn't get much hotter. No, it's been hot all summer. Chris says on the poll, not outrageous, but it was up about 30 more than it normally is in a hot month. 30%, $30. I mean,
30% probably.
Well, we could infer, but that's not what he said specifically. I just wonder, you know, sometimes I saw someone else say that they, let's see here. Dale said, no, I did see the rate increase, but it was not outrageous, especially with the temps and my air set at 73. We have our house set at 74 in the home, aside from about midnight till 7 or 8 a.m., we put it on 67, which is cool. But the daytime, and it's on a schedule. Like, it just does that. I don't know how this is going to change. You can't take taxpayer money that the government doesn't have and like subsidize all of this. That's not a workable solution. If it is like Representative Halbrook said earlier in the show, Illinois State Rep that joined us to talk about this, if this is a regulatory measure that makes it so that we don't have as much energy production to go around for all the people to utilize. And that's just simply supply and demand. Then we have a huge, huge problem. On top of that, I will add, when I was speaking with some people who worked with the Home Builders Association maybe a year or two ago, they were talking about how the Illinois state legislature was going to mandate that for every garage vehicle bay that you had to have an outlet installed in the home, like for any new construction that you have to. I don't even know if that might have ended up passing. And the Home Builders Association was like, we don't have the power grid to support people plugging in their cars all over the place. And they told me that there was a neighborhood, not a huge neighborhood, the neighborhood that was built that they had the neighborhood installed these as a measure of the nicer neighborhood being built there. They thought this is probably a place where people have these charges. They had to send out in the HOA, they had to send out a notification about people like charging on a schedule, and they were having brownouts in the area because so many people were charging their cars. And the Home Builders Association guy goes to a legislator, we can abide by this and put these in, but our grid cannot handle this. And the person he was talking to, who was I think one of the sponsors of the bill, was like, well, we haven't thought it that far ahead yet, but we need to start getting these requirements, regulations in home builds now, so that it's there when people need them. And all it was a green energy push and a political promise that they could make without any sort of actual understanding of what would be required to implement it. And those same regulations, it sounds like from what Brad Halberk was saying, those type of regulations are what are putting at least Illinoisans in a position where there isn't enough energy to go around, especially in a hot summer. It's not like the legislature couldn't have been like, you know, it gets kind of hot and cooking here in the Midwest in the summer. Can we handle this? I don't even think they're thinking those thoughts. And now you're footing the bill. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. You know what this song is called?
Smoke on the Water.
That's exactly right. Spirit in the Sky. What's the Green Onions one?
Oh, yeah. Green Onion. Oh, God.
It's kind of the same type of a vibe. I don't think...
Is it Bee Bumble? The song is called Green Onion?
Maybe, but it doesn't have any words.
I think that's what it is.
Dun, 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 green. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
oh, yeah. It's dun, Green dun, Onion dun, by Booker dun, T. And
Booker
the
T. And, yes. I know that just from having it in my playlist. Nobody. Why is it called Green Onions?
I have no idea. You want me to find out?
No. I dare ask this question. Is Donald Trump becoming popular in places where he wasn't prior to like this point in time? Like, have people come around to Donald Trump when the Russia stuff gets exposed? I think the most beneficial thing, outside of rooting out all the deep staters, all the swamp goats, if Donald Trump becomes on the whole culturally acceptable by not just like the MAGA people, but just people are like, you know what? Donald Trump was actually really great for this country. That to me is the America first mentality that stretches out past, I don't know, Donald Trump's fourth term, Donald Trump's 2028. If people are able to shift on the understanding that not only is Donald Trump better for America right now, and, you know, we're living it, we understand it, we appreciate it, but maybe, you know, Donald Trump is going to be considered one of the most historically important figures in American history because of the success that he's having right now that he'll have to extend through his full 4 years in office. But to look at what the evildoers tried to do to keep him from getting into office, the resilience that he had. He said in the press conference today, he was talking about, I think it was trade deals or something. And he's like, listen, folks, when I say that I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that, he said specifically, I'm not talking about me. He said, and I quote, I don't care about me. I care about the American people. That is an unthinkable concept for a portion of Americans right now because they believe, truly believe, that all Donald Trump cares about is himself. They think that everything he does is for himself. And he is saying out loud, I don't care about me. I care about the American people. But if you don't listen to what he says and you watch what he does, he proves it, that what he's saying is real. And if culture shifts to finally appreciate not just what he's doing, but his resilience to get to the place in 2025, 6, 7, 8, where he's actually doing the job, I think he goes down as one of the most culturally, politically, historically significant humans in American history.
I do too. And I think that's why so many people are willing to get on board, is because they know that. It's weird though, because you can tell that the middle gets a little scared of him. The middle gets a little scared. They might have voted for him, but they get a little shaky because he moves so fast. And he makes it feel chaotic. I just think that that's not happening as much this time because you already knew what you were getting. You voted for him in 2016, or maybe you didn't, but you did this time. So you knew what he was like. So it shouldn't be a surprise that you're going through this. But I do think that people who are not maybe politically engaged or know what's on the line, who they might be, you know, sympathetic to Donald Trump, maybe they're not MAGA, but they're like, oh, I kind of get it. I kind of get some of the things that he does. I think they fall off the quickest because they just know it's kind of chaotic.
If you want to know about how the world, I mean, this is Israel. I'm gonna put this out there, so understand it's our greatest ally. They have a dance with the stars or whatever. Did you see this?
No, I don't even know what this is.
One of the pairs on Dance with the Stars in Israel television show dressed up as Donald Trump and Melania Trump for their performance, and the stage is set. Donald Trump in his navy suit, red tie, Melania in her inauguration day outfit, American flags down the side, and they're standing at a presidential podium, and now the YMCA kicks in. He rips off her dress, and she's wearing like a dance costume in American stars and stripes, and they're dancing to the YMCA on Dance with the Stars.
This does not look like it's in any nation other than America.
No.
This looks like an American kind of parody dance. Wow.
There's
flags everywhere.
We're sharing this on our YouTube stream. I'm going to retweet it right now, right when we go to a break. But, like, to me, this matters. It's one thing for, obviously, for Israel to be like, you know, we're really super grateful for the United States and everything that they've done. But to have Donald Trump and Melania Trump be characters that you assume in an entertainment show competition, dance competition. There's got to be something about this that speaks culturally to what we're doing. I just think it's great. All right, thanks for sticking with us here. We got Jimmy Failla in the next hour. Can't wait to have him on the show. And a little bit of an announcement coming up as well. Don't go away.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.